Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Home Business Radio with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor, helping you chart your way through the choppy waters of succeeding as a home-based entrepreneur. This is your how-to show to help you successfully join the tens of millions of people who operate home-based businesses. And now, here are your hosts, Richard Captain Henderson and Sherilyn Colleen.
Greetings and welcome to Home Business Radio. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business Radio.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's get our radio ship underway. Today we talk tech. Has your home business kept up with today's tech trends? Home businesses of all kinds can embrace technology to protect against being disrupted and better succeed in the digital age. In this episode of Home Business Radio, we interview Jesse Deva Prasad, MBA Business Technology Advisor and author of the $1 billion Bite, Turn Big Data into Good Profits, the Datapreneur Way. So, Jesse Deva Prasad, say hello to our radio and podcast audiences.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Cheryl. Hello to everyone on Home Business Radio Show. Happy to be here from Zurich.
So Zurich, Switzerland. That's impressive. I think you're the first person from Switzerland to call in.
Okay, that's a privilege.
Thanks. And the connection's good. A global 100 business technology advisor, Jesse Deva Prasad, MBA, is the chief data partner at Clarity Square and is the author of the upcoming new book, The $1 billion Bite: Turn Big Data into Good Profits, the Datapreneur Way.
The $1 billion Bite provides a blueprint for companies big and small that want to implement a winning data strategy and compete in today's digital world. A world-class expert on the application of data for creating economic value in business, Jesse Deva Prasad helps companies leverage data to reduce costs, recapture lost value, and generate new revenue.
Okay, let's get techie and dive right into today's exciting subject. As I like to say, the entire home-based revolution is built on technology. Small computers, office technology and equipment, and the internet enable people to operate businesses from home as effectively or more as if they were at an outside business. So, Jesse Deva Prasad, briefly, what are some examples of small businesses that have essentially become technology companies?
There's some fascinating examples, but the easiest thing for us to absorb is things as simple as wedding planning or even dog walking sector or industry. I came across this business called LadyMarry.com, which is a wedding planning website, which is completely digitalized to give the users the experience of planning their wedding all done digitally. I mean, traditionally it was all done, by so many people involved. There was so much of collaboration required, but this day and age with technology, we are able to do that seamlessly on mobile phones. And today morning, there were about 87,000 weddings already planned on that application. So I thought that was a fascinating example, that as thing as simple as could go digital.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of wedding cakes. 87,000, approaching 100,000. And that's good to know. We're not talking high-tech technology companies. We're talking everyday home-based businesses that can embrace technology.
Absolutely.
How about the dog walking?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here again, it's all about getting all the involved people in the business ecosystem to interact digitally, whereas previously they were not doing that. So obviously there were certain inefficiencies in the process. So technology gives that platform to collaborate and interact efficiently. So that's where the value is created for all people involved, interestingly.
So important point to emphasize, this also involves getting the customers involved and making them part of the digital universe for the business.
Absolutely.
Okay, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Cruises, Inc. Make your life's work a vacation. Work from home selling cruises. Take the first step today and reach out to their business opportunity specialists. In business since 1982 with 600 independent contractors. For more information, call 877-515-3470 or visit www.sellcruises.com or visit our radio website for more information on sponsors.
For a home-based business owner, you have to start with an analysis of the technologies that can help your business. Jesse, how can a small business incorporate technology into its model to protect against industry disruption?
The first thing is to acknowledge that your business model is the most important aspect for your for the shareholder value creation process. And this is, in fact, translated into various business processes serving the people in the business ecosystem, be it customers, employees, or even partners. And as part of the industry disruption, technology is in fact massively improving these processes. And in fact, these processes have become more efficient as well as profitable than they ever were before. And this is purely because of the available technology this day and age. So go ahead, Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What was the next point, Jesse?
Yeah, I was going to say that it's to get back to the basics of the business process itself and figure out which business process to make efficient with the use of available technologies.
So to simplify this, something that all home businesses can embrace. You look at a technology model, that being just as simple as looking at the processes in your business.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And bringing technology to those. And I bet it's safe to assume if you're not embracing that technology, your competitor is.
Absolutely. There's no two ways about it. And interestingly, size doesn't matter now. I mean, that's the beauty of this entire equation is size doesn't matter whether you are a one-man company, a 10-man company, or a 100,000 company. You're all the same as far as technology is concerned. Whoever uses it best wins at the end of the day.
Well, I think there's a few thousand person home-based businesses, but not many. Most of them are smaller, less than 10, so that's good to know. Jesse, you hear so much about apps today. How does this apply to a home-based entrepreneur who may be cash-strapped? Does this mean creating an app or just using an app to capture customer data? Any other points you could mention on apps?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think apps are generally a channel mechanism for you to interact as part of your business processes. And of course, with smartphones available, it's the easiest way to give the experience to a customer to interact with your business. And yes, there are numerous ways of creating apps very, very cheaply. I believe I don't personally use them in my business, but I do know others who do. And at the end of the day, it is to give easy access for a person or a customer to interact with your business processes. And of course, when they do that, they leave a trail of data. And your best bet is to manage that well to create value for yourself as well as for all the people in your business ecosystem.
So as we get further on in the interview, we'll ask about the datapreneur. So that's a good introduction to this. But to pull a key point out of what you're saying, that the apps is not necessarily just about managing your data, but it's also about improving the experience of your customer, where you use the apps to draw in your customer and interact with them, with him or her.
Absolutely. So it's just an easy mechanism that you're enabling to your customer. And the beauty of the internet is that it's got richness and reach where, you know, doesn't matter where your customer is, as long as they're able to have access to your app, they are connected to your business, you are able to give them the experience that they would cherish. And in the process, they leave a trail of data and interaction, which you can put to best use, like, you know, like the big guys do, like the Amazons do. So that's the advantage that you would have when you create a digital channel interface with your customer and the people involved with your business.
Yeah, I like that. Leave a data trail. We'll talk about that one in a bit.
Great. So no matter what one's home-based business, we're all overwhelmed at times with data. Justy, what kind of data can small businesses track, and what are the benefits of tracking that data?
Like you say, business is all about people, and your customers are probably the most important people in the interaction, and that's what you will probably want to protect, like your heartbeat. So in general, I mean, I always emphasize that data is nothing but a trail of your business processes. And as part of that trail, the data that's most important is the data related to people in the business processes. And of course, customers are also people in the business processes. And you also have probably partners and even employees. So person-centric data, in my opinion, is the most valuable. And in fact, the companies that do it best convert that into gold, like the biggies have done. I mean, companies like Google, Amazon, that's exactly what they do. They just monetize the person-centric data to create massive value. And there's no reason why small businesses cannot do that. In fact, small businesses can do that much more easily and in a much more disciplined and a methodical manner.
Yeah, imagine a small home-based business. They're flexible. They're more flexible, and they can adapt to changing types of data that they need to collect. I also like the point you mentioned about heartbeat. And I think everyone in the audience needs to take this one to heart, no pun intended, that you know the customers are the heartbeat of your business, and you're tagging this data along with the data of the people that you're working with. So you mentioned employees, but that could also be for a home-based business. That could be your vendors and could be people you're working with as independent contractors to
absolutely,
you know, to track that data too.
Absolutely.
So the mission is to get techie, use technology better in your home business. Justy, you know, so we've talked a little bit about, you know, the data and the importance of it. What's like the first step for a home business that wants to get more techie and to start capturing this data and using it with apps and realizing the value of it in their business? What would be the first step for a home business?
Sure. I think first thing is to not be overwhelmed by the very word technology itself. In reality, it's more about the process itself. So the first thing, the first step is really to know your processes. I cannot emphasize this sufficiently enough, is to you have to know your process, whether you're a small business, medium, or even a large business. Ultimately, it's all about the process, the actions that happen in the business. And in fact, the process itself make up the business model, and that's where the value is created, in the way that your processes are organized to create true economic or even financial valuations, right? And this, of course, is assuming that your business model is completely aligned with your business strategy and goals, whatever that might be. So be process disciplined and create an inventory of your business processes. And when you know your business processes, you know the involved persons in the business. And that's where the magic happens. And when this is achieved, you are in control of your business process. And otherwise, you are just not in control of your business process. So I think it's all about the business process. Start with the business process, because that's where everything begins and ends, in fact.
So I like the way you're tying this in with people. It could be processes and data and apps, but it all ends. It's got to be tied in with people, the people you work with, and your customers.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I call the billion-dollar bite. It's all about the people, nothing but the people.
So home-based business owners never have enough financial resources to cover everything. Justy, are there some low-cost ways for small businesses to use technology to engage their customers?
Certainly. I mean, like I've been saying, I think I've been going on about the processes, right? So once a business owner is clear about the processes, then it's a case of figuring out the best channel to utilize to access the customers or the involved people in the business. And as you know, most of the common marketing channels, you know, the ones which are used to engage the customer, to build relationships, to increase revenue as well as efficiencies. You have channels such as social media, right? I mean, everybody uses them. They're not very expensive. You have options to have email marketing. You have options to have online ads. You have SEO, search engine optimization. These are all fairly low-cost investments to efficiently access the customers. And, of course, you have other...
Cut in a question here. You talk about processes and channels,
yep,
turning into the channels. So you're saying is look at social media, look at email, look at these ways that you're interacting with customers. Look at each one of these as a
correct
channel. Okay.
Yes. Correct. Yes. So if you treat them as channels, I mean, regardless of the size, ultimately, like I said, it's all about how you are able to establish that channel of interaction with the persons involved in the business. And these channels, which I just spoke about, are available to small business, and they're not
right
necessarily expensive at all. I mean, the investment is not prohibitive at all. Only thing is, there's an element of discipline required for a business owner to clearly articulate their processes so that they can efficiently create an interaction pattern, right, from onboarding a customer onto your business straight through into finishing off with the product servicing as well as beyond that. So it's unlike in previous days. I don't think it's the prohibitive cost of technology. I think it's more about understanding your processes and making sure that the right tools are available and integrated to do the right job. At the same time, giving the best experience to the customers as well as the people involved in your business process.
Yeah, I like what you say about discipline, in that it really isn't. I mean, I'm looking at some of these different channels you're talking about that all can be effective ways to engage your customer, be it email,
yep,
social media, the website. None of those in and of themselves cost a lot of money, but, you know, the investment is not a lot, but you need discipline. You need discipline to set up systems, to tweet each day, systems to add contacts,
yes,
to your email marketing list. You're sending out your Instagram, your Facebook posts. All of this requires discipline, where you have to establish,
absolutely,
I guess, for lack of a better word, you got to establish routines to
absolutely
keep the content fed and that then enter. So am I getting the handle then on discipline? Is that one of the ways to look at discipline in this process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, process in fact is nothing but an enforcement of discipline, right? I mean, that's the whole idea of having a process, so that you're able to repeat the action consistently across the time and keep the entire momentum as efficient as possible.
Good. Well, my military background, I love that. Discipline, process, moving in the right, keeping the ship moving in the right direction. So, Jesse, this has been a great discussion on small business technology. So, you know, saving the best for last. What is a datapreneur? So, you know, what is a datapreneur, and why should a home business owner become one or hire one for some support?
Sure. From a business perspective, datapreneurship is the most critical competency for the digital age. And for all the reasons that we have been talking about over the last few minutes. And a datapreneur is a person who creates economic value for an undertaking through the specific use of data, and in managing both the risk as well as the rewards. So when data is involved, there is an opportunity for radical transparency, as Ray Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associate, mentioned in his TED Talk, radical transparency. So while it's good, not everyone is trained and equipped to make the right and good decisions based on this transparency. I mean, think about it. As a business owner, you have all this data available for you to make your decisions based on your business processes, and it's going to be so transparent that sometimes it might scare you so much that you may not necessarily make the right decision.
I think one of the challenges on that, if I can interject on that, is there might be almost, you used a term earlier, overwhelming. There may be an overwhelming amount of data that you have to deal with.
True. I mean, where do you start and where do you end? And here's where you need to have a clear perspective on the way that your business is engaging in your business ecosystem, and more importantly, identifying those actions or processes which create value and actions and processes that don't. And of course, for a small business, there is no liberty of diluting focus from valuation at all, right? From any element of economic financial valuations or value. So it's important for the business owner and the employees involved in the business to understand what this data is and to make sure that they use it for the right reasons, and that is to create value and create value only and nothing else.
So I think kind of summing up here on Datapreneur, it's all the things we've talked about throughout the interview, and that being able to integrate them together and get your whole business working towards the same end of mana, or you know, realizing the value of that data. And then that's the last good point you mentioned there, is you may need some help, so look to get some support with somebody to assist you in being a datapreneur.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, Jussi Deva-Prasad, thank you for being such a great guest.
There sure is a lot to cover with home-based technology and becoming a datapreneur. Thank you, Jussi Deva-Prasad, for your advice and insights. For more information on these topics and more, including his book, The Billion Dollar Bite, Turn Big Data into Good Profits, The Datapreneur Way, visit the radio website at homebusinessmag.com.
Thanks for joining us in this session of Home Business Radio. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.